Good morning, people.
Oh.
I just landed in
Utah. Welcome back if you've been here before. If you're stumbling across this from a weird internet rabbit hole, this is
Hashtag Just Saying.
And while we're prostituting ourselves, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you hit the notification bell like it owes you money, it will let you know when we upload new and improved content.
That's right.
You can watch the first 40 on the YouTubes. Listen where streaming things stream. Also, a special pre-show banter video on TikTok.
Yes.
Prostitution.
Watch it before it gets banned.
Over. We only got in trouble on one video.
Did we?
Yeah, because, and it wasn't even really our fault.
Okay.
Well, specifically my fault.
Okay.
Because I edited the thing, right? And then I put, at the end of the video, we had talked about a song.
Okay.
And I don't know which song it is, but I had put it at the end of the show. Because we had discussed
copyright infringement.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's TikTok has a thing so that you can use background music. You can only use they only let you use 30 or 40 seconds.
Oh.
So I used their music, their approved music.
And
but
they
then
disapproved it?
Whoever the artist is no longer available in their library. So because they're not in the library anymore, the video got flagged for having a song that they don't approve of, even though it was their music to begin with.
This is so stupid.
Yeah, isn't it? I was like, what is going on?
Congress you guys, is cracking down on them.
You guys gave us the music. But, you know, it's your rodeo.
Yeah,
whatever.
I can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
We got to worry about using 30 seconds of an actual song.
Yeah.
And yet so many other people can post these videos,
mm-hmm.
the audio tracks loaded up from CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can have the whole song on there.
They can have post a whole nudity.
They can have like a whole 80s collection of songs and not get flagged and not get taken down.
Here's the thing. It's
a vendetta against us, damn it.
TikTok is much more liberal in terms of using things.
Yeah.
The only thing that they really don't like is music. That they're very strict on the music, but
their logo looks like a music note.
I know. And for anybody who hasn't watched the pre-show stuff, I consider it like an advertisement. So I insert, if we talk about things, I insert little clips and things like that.
Yeah.
And we've
snippets.
Never yeah, snippets of random things, and I usually will put a very random thing at the end of the banter.
Yeah.
And it's so when you see me, when I lean over and I reach off and I shut off the camera, from there I go to static. So it looks like I really shut the camera off.
Ah.
And then I go to a random clip of something. Because you remember in the 80s or 90s or perhaps even 2000s, depending upon your life.
depending on when you were born.
When you would record something off of TV or whatever. And then it would get to the end of the show and you'd get a little bit of static and it would go into whatever else was on the tape.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to accomplish with that. It was
tracking.
So we go to static, and then it goes to a random clip of whatever.
Nice.
Whatever catches my fancy at that moment. And it's like, oh, that's what was on the, it's like, oh, that's what was on the other end of the tape. That's what you taped over? You taped over that for this?
Trying to record a song off the radio and the DJ's talking. Damn it!
Oh,
fuck you!
Right, they call that talking to the post. It's because it right when to... Right when the person starts singing, they call that the post. It's like, stop talking to the post. I want the music.
You're talking to someone. Don't give away.
What to say? I say it anyway. Well, hey, it's a remix though. That was kind of the lounge version. I was Sinatra. I Sinatra-fied it.
Richard Cheese.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have. I have indeed.
He's awesome. Richard Cheese. Look him up.
Better jump right in, right? So last week I complained because of a rogue Amazon shipment.
All
right. Right? They messed up my toaster.
No.
They supposedly shipped it to me. Then I got a thing that it was missing. And then I got a thing that it was back at the distribution center. So I finally figured out what happened with that. It took me a few days.
All
right. Right? So when I purchased the toaster, it was, let's say it was $20, right?
Okay.
So it wasn't, but let's just say it was $20. So I bought the toaster at like $20. Now, the reason I did not get it is because Amazon realized that they were going to double the price of the toaster and that I was getting it for much less than I should have. So
they were losing money.
So yeah, they were losing quite a bit of money.
No.
So
with their business?
Huh?
With their business?
I know, you'd figure, right?
You worried about $20?
It was...
I want my $20!
It was more like $75 they were missing out on.
Oh, to them, that's like a nickel.
It's a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. $95?
It was an expensive... Well, I mean, it wasn't expensive when I bought it.
95 minus 20, 75.
But when I went to go check the toaster again, because I was like, this is weird, let me look. So I looked at the toaster again, and now it's like...
No longer quite a bit of money.
And I was like, wow, what happened?
That was a sale price.
So I said, because Jeff entered in the wrong price for the toaster, I can't get it? That's jacked up.
Yeah.
If this was a store, you'd have to give it to me at that price.
Damn right.
So.
Price check on a toaster?
Hmm.
25.
That sounds as annoying as that time that you had the PS5 in your cart and it was taken out of your cart.
I can't tell you how many times.
How the hell do you do that?
I can't tell you how many times I got screwed on the PS5.
Like take it out.
I was so happy when I finally got one. I was like, I never have to do this again. And now you can just buy them.
Well, you will when the PS6 comes out.
PSX 10.
I don't know. They're gonna have to really motivate me to buy another one, because that was a huge pain in the ass.
They'd be like, God of War. Damn it!
Oh, I'm in, you bastards! I'm in.
You got a deal. Grand Theft Auto. I'm in.
Oh, the, yeah.
Or a Madden or whatever.
The next one, the new Grand Theft Auto, comes out next year.
Yep. 2020.
I am drooling about that. I am.
You're probably not the only one.
No, there's a whole legion of people. I've made up my mind. If they end up doing a midnight release, I'm gonna do it. And because I've done it before, and it's a very odd environment.
What night does it?
Are you gonna go to the store, or are you gonna go online?
I'd go to the store. They usually drop on Tuesday. So if you go there Monday night, once midnight hits, they'll sell it to you.
We should go do a live show then.
I was thinking Black Friday. Like
about that before at some other thing like that.
Yeah.
Do a live show.
Maybe I do like a live TikTok thing, because TikToks, they're just rogue.
I'm here at the GameStop.
Yeah.
It's pandemonium.
The lines are around the corner.
It depends.
There's blood everywhere.
It depends. It depends what the vibe is. But I definitely put in.
Where's the nearest game store for you?
Wareham.
Like
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes away. Yeah. Oh, nice. I've done like two or three midnight releases at that store. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they know you?
Do they know me
She's
now?
Back.
Maybe by the orange.
It's been a long time since I've done it.
Post-COVID?
The last midnight release I went to was for Grand Theft Auto V, and that was 2013, I think.
Wow.
12, yeah.
Damn. That was a while ago.
It really was.
Things have changed.
So I'm like, I'm going to put in for a couple days off.
A few moons ago.
Get this game when it comes out next year and just
binge it.
Oh, yeah. I want to relax.
I'm ready to beat it.
Well, I hope not.
Isn't it like it keeps going? And then just like, every couple months they add more to it?
No.
Download DLC?
No. Well, they haven't really. On the last one, the only thing they kept adding to was the online gameplay. And I don't really like playing online with people. I like a singular experience.
That's right.
Because playing online with people can get very annoying.
They snipe you.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You're trying to do your own thing, and someone just comes out of nowhere.
We're going to steal your car. Damn it.
Yeah.
You did.
So.
Well then.
So what kind of tales do you have to tell?
I got tails.
Oh, boy. Do you?
Furry? Let's see. Over the weekend, I watched a couple movies.
Okay.
I watched, it's called Mea Culpa.
Mea Culpa?
You seen it?
No. No.
Oh.
But I know what that is.
Okay. It's on Netflix with Kelly Rowland. Okay. She's a lawyer, and she has to represent a guy who murdered his girlfriend, but like they can't find the body. And
oh, dear.
Yeah. It's a good movie. Okay. And I saw a movie that came out a long time ago. It was filmed in Boston. It was called Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, okay.
With Casey Affleck and John Ashton.
Oh, from Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, that took me 8 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's one scene at like the Quincy Quarries. I'm like, oh, Quincy Quarries. Oh, yeah. Casey plays a private investigator. Girl goes missing, and the police can't find her, so the family hires him, and he finds her, and you know.
Oh, okay. But
happy ending.
There's a twist ending.
Oh dear. So. There's a movie called The Heist with who is that guy? Oh, dear.
John Doe.
I can see his face now. Shit. He's one of those serious actors, too.
Serious actor?
Oh, come on, Val man.
Val Kilmer? Harvey Keitel?
No. Val Kilmer? I almost said Richard Dreyfuss, but that's not his face. Come on.
What, Paul Giamatti? Over,
man.
No, it's older than that. It's, if I could spell correctly.
The Heist.
Yeah. It's, shit. Gene Hackman.
Oh.
Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah. And
nice Luthor.
They filmed it all in Quincy.
Did they?
Yeah. There's a thing at the Quincy Quarries, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. That must be a very popular place to film. You've lived there.
A lot of dead bodies in there.
I lived in Quincy for 29 years. I never went to the quarries.
Really?
No?
No.
I went there like once. People are jumping off like the cliff. Yeah.
Oh,
and it's like, isn't there like metal rods and freaking like bunch of shit in the water? If you're off by like a millimeter, you get impaled.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
No,
it is if you're drunk. Because when you're drunk, you don't give a shit.
$20 says I can jump off that cliff. Go ahead.
I guess
head first.
And he 360. Dies. I still got my money. I don't got to pay you. You're dead.
Jeez. Tell Welch on the bet.
That was over the weekend.
Okay.
Well, that was Saturday. Sunday, my basement got flooded.
Oh, damn.
And I called the fire department to pump it out.
Was it raining or you just...
In my town, I guess.
Oh.
And my pump couldn't handle all the rain, so...
Oh.
Basement's like, want to go swimming?
So your sump pump gave up, huh?
It was working, but not as... It couldn't handle all the...
It wasn't working very hard.
Not very hard. It was on vacation.
It's a bare minimum from that guy.
Sounds like it's on strike.
So
they came and pumped it out. I'm like, oh, cool, thanks.
Well, did you say the fire department came and pumped it out?
Yeah, my dad called the fire department and they pumped it out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know how much they charge.
I didn't know the fire department could do that.
I didn't either. I learn something new every day.
And now you learn here.
That's right. Fire department you learn something here every week. It gets flooded.
I didn't know the storm drain
was clogged too. The storm drain, that's why the water couldn't go anywhere. Like, fuck.
So
basement's dry now.
Well, good.
The carpet's a little damp, but it's dry.
Does it make that?
Yeah, it does.
When you step on it?
It's got that odor.
Oh.
Hey. No damage.
Get a fan down there.
You get the same sound when you get wet socks on.
Oh, I hate that. I hate wet socks.
Garbage water.
Ugh. Oh.
Did anyone else get messed up by the time change?
Nope.
Not per se, no. I mean, here's the thing. I was trying very desperately to sleep Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I could not. So I put in, I have a little wireless earbuds. So I put that in and I was on Spotify. So I decided, since I can't sleep, I'm going to look for new music. So I was looking at music.
Okay.
And I was keeping an eye on the time. And at one point it was 1:30. And I'm like, ooh, it was getting late. And then I was like still looking around. Da, 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 da. And then I look at the thing again and it's 3:30. And I went, how did that happen?
We're in the future.
So I got punked because my phone was like, I'm going to skip ahead and that'll teach you.
I watched my clock do that.
No. Yeah.
I was getting ready to go to bed at 1. I laid down, lights are out. getting coffee. I look at the clock. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Good. I look away. I get my phone, pick it up. I look back at the clock, and it's 3. What the hell?
Hey! It creeps up on you.
Took me an hour to pick up my phone? What the hell?
It creeps up on you.
It does. It's like, boo!
But now, like, when I leave work, it's still light out. I'm like, yay!
And when we leave here, it's still light out now.
Yeah, we'll probably awesome. We'll probably have the last light of day when we leave the base.
They say March 20th is like equal parts day and night. Because it's like the middle.
I don't know. We're approaching spring, though.
We are.
Yay!
Which is...
Spring has sprung.
Good, yeah.
We got Easter.
Yeah, at the end of the month.
We got St. Patrick's Day. St. Day? This Sunday is St. Patty's Day.
Yay. I'm not
some
Irish.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Way green.
My mom made corned beef and cabbage last week. So.
Oh, did she? Hey, Mom.
So we've already had that feast.
Feeling better?
Yes.
Nice.
Good.
She was the spitting image of health. Sunday.
Did anybody watch the Oscars?
You know what? They put it on, and I ended up accidentally watching.
Oh, yeah?
Because if it were up to me, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
I never
so cared. I ended up watching about a half an hour of it.
All the John Cena is naked?
I did see John Cena. What isn't he in?
And the reunion of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, well, I missed that, but I did hear about it later.
Yeah.
Because Michael Keaton got involved.
Yeah, Keaton.
You tried to kill Batman. You right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Schwarzenegger didn't try to kill that Batman. He tried to kill Val Kilmer. No, it was Clooney.
No, he was the Clooney Batman villain.
So you're wrong, Arnold.
Arnold, you don't know what you're saying.
I guess Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about Trump. Everyone's like,
Because Trump was live tweeting.
Oh, was it?
The Oscar thing or something. I have no idea why. Like, why would he care? And then
good show.
So Kimmel was kind of like, he made a joke like, because it just seems like it was something so silly for him to be tweeting about or whatever. Yeah. Whatever social media he's on now, I have no idea.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, isn't it past
he's
your
on the dark web?
It's kind of late, isn't it past your jail time? You should be
nice. Thank you. Nice.
So I can't take Trump serious.
It's very difficult.
Huh? Yeah. So are you joking? No, I'm serious.
I picture him sitting in the Oval Office. Or yeah, the
I prefer
office.
Not to.
Instead of taking care of like serious business, he's sitting there tweeting or posting something on his phone.
Yeah. I mean,
that's my picture.
That's a whole rabbit hole I just can't go down today.
Just like when they would make skits and jokes about Bush.
Mm.
How he like didn't really do anything when he was alone in the office or whatever.
All I think of is that that Family Guy episode when they had the Bush in the
treehouse
in the treehouse, and he's like, "I'm reading Super Fudge."
Don't make me do stuff.
Don't make me do stuff.
No way,
Mr. President. We have a situation.
Don't make me do stuff.
Speaking of Trump,
Whoopi Goldberg says she's going to move to China if Trump becomes president.
Bye.
Whoopi.
You know what? Okay.
Go now.
I just I don't like her as a person anymore.
Okay.
She just she says things that are just so disassociated with reality.
All right, then just remember her on Loaded Weapon when she gets shot.
It's just like she went on this whole rant the other day, like a week or so ago, about younger people and how they need to work more. She's like, younger people need to work more or they'll never get a house. And she was saying all these things. And I'm like, she's saying all these things that are just very out of touch for somebody who makes the money that she makes.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. Because she's like, well, you know, way back when we had to, you know, work 80 hours and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that doesn't make it better. Like, that's not right either. You shouldn't be working 100 hours a week to just be able to afford something.
Right.
Like it just seemed very off. I was like,
Well, her thing is off anyway, because I see more younger people in these stores and everything, in these fast food places, than I do people our age or in between or older. Nobody wants to work ever since COVID.
Here's the thing. I think people
driving around.
I think people want to work. I don't think that they want.
They're holding out for management.
The management position. I think people.
Management restructuring.
I just think that people want to make a livable wage.
Right.
I think we
companies
would all.
Companies don't want to pay a livable wage.
I think we could all agree on that. Right. And
second it.
Yeah, and it's like they don't. There's no cost of living increase, and minimum wage. You know, it's improved, but it's not still at a point where it's like you can live off of it.
Yes.
Matt Berry agrees. I got.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I got not excited because I was like, it's never gonna happen. But Bernie Sanders was actually trying to get through a 32-hour work week, so that you have a better work-life balance.
Okay.
And I was like, you know. There's something like I get really like I go insane because like in other countries they
have tea time,
but no, I mean
for
just
like an hour, drink some tea.
They get better vacation. They get better. You know, the quality of life is better,
right?
Because it's not corporations first,
right? People first.
Yeah, and it's like I think. You know, why don't we try something like that? You know, I mean, they wanted to in some companies, they've started doing a 4-day work week. Ooh. No company that I work for, by the way.
I would love that.
But yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? So you'd get, you know, a better balance. Because like, I mean, I can't speak for everybody. I certainly wouldn't try. But it's like you.
Yeah.
If you work Monday to Friday, you really only have Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Because by the time you get home from work and you have a bite to eat and you unwind for just a second, it's time for bed. Get up and go do it all over again.
That's right.
Yes.
So you don't have time to do anything. So you're only really, you know, social or time that you can accomplish anything is Saturday and Sunday. And some things are closed.
And if the weather's bad, you can't anything.
Or they close early.
Right.
It's always raining here.
Yeah. I mean, banks are, what, open till noon or whatever? And
12 or 1.
The landfill, God bless them. They're open until...
My bank's open on Sunday.
They're open until, like, noon. So it's like...
Like 4 hours
you only
Sunday.
Have so much time to get stuff done.
Right.
And I think that a
not
three...
Not enough hours in the day, Tara.
Yeah, there really isn't. And I think a three-day... you know, we'll call it a three-day weekend.
Right.
Woo!
I think that would improve greatly. You probably have people wound less tight. Everybody's wound so tight in this country.
Yes.
We're just like, I'm going to work till I die, and that's going to be my life.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
And it shouldn't be.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I'll jump off my soapbox now. Please don't trip over it on the way out. I said, until we get... These people out of office who are so, you know, in a corporate pocket and who are so, like, mindset of, you know, I don't want to say, like, baby boomers specifically because some of them are older than that. Like, I think if we had some, you know, slightly younger people, that they'd be like, yeah, you know, this is a no-brainer.
Need some fresh meat.
Yeah, fresh meat.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, boy.
It was actually a pretty good episode.
Who was the host?
Josh Brolin.
Josh Goonies. Brolin?
Josh
oh,
Brolin.
That Goonie and, joke. Goonie Brolin.
Yeah, Thanos.
Thanos.
Yeah, she did pretty good.
What's he hawking? He must have a new movie, huh? No?
I think he's just there.
Just there?
He's just there hanging out.
Yeah, we're all just here.
Ariana Grande.
Oh. So,
she was the musical guest.
I see. Yeah,
I knew that one. I knew who he was.
Yeah. Sean, proudest punch.
Brandon, Goonies. Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
What happened to our Goonies sequel? I thought we were getting a Goonies sequel.
I thought so, too.
Mm.
don't know.
They've been talking about that for now for like 3 years.
That guy, well, he was a kid, but now he's obviously a grown up.
Right.
The kid who played Data, he's got a new resurgence in Hollywood. He's getting all these projects.
He was in Loki.
Stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't know, Joe.
No, the new season of Loki.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Someday I'll sit and watch
Someday.
It.
Yeah.
Did they bring him back for the last Indiana Jones film?
Probably not.
They should have.
But him and Harrison Ford saw each other at whatever, I don't know.
Hey, Dr. Jones.
Whatever award show they were at. And they were like, hey, I know you.
Short round.
My pinches of pear. Hey. We've seen each other before. We've met.
Yes. Sean, how was your birthday?
It was all right.
What'd you do?
Went bowling.
Ooh.
With Christine and her family.
Nice. Who won?
Me.
Ooh. Now, was it the big ball or candle pin?
Candle pin.
Oh. I like that. It was a little fun. Yeah.
I got somewhere around like 90 or something like that.
Oh. Nice. I don't understand the scoring. Is 90?
I get two tries to get all the pins down.
Three
tries.
Three.
The big balls is two.
Oh.
That's why I was like confused.
Well, those balls are swollen.
And I guess like the pins are different than the other ones.
Mm.
Yes.
They're a different size. I haven't been bowling a long time.
Listen, on the Wii bowling.
Did you use the little helpers?
The little helpers?
We didn't use them.
Oh, the bumpers.
What are the little helpers?
They got the bumpers that come up so you can't get a gutter ball.
Oh.
It's like a little.
You usually put them up for kids.
Like a wall.
Adults that don't want to lose.
See, that's kind of sad because
he's going as bouncer.
I was sitting there thinking that they actually issued people to you, and they just, you know, like, oh, go be his helper for the day.
No.
It's like, okay. I'm helping.
And you get a strike, the little animation on the screen. Damn, you got a strike. Or a spare.
I don't know.
You never been bowling, so you know.
I don't bowl. It's the shoes, I told you. Did you have to wear the shoes?
Yeah.
You had to wear the shoes, didn't you? See? Nope.
So you don't fall.
The newer, though. These ones, they look like he just got them in recently.
Nice.
But it's the cool ones. You don't have to tie them. They're Velcro.
Oh, I don't. Oh, great.
So I'm not diseased yet?
So you look like a 80-year-old pensioner.
Yes.
Yes. Put me in the Velcro shoes.
So what did you do when you were a kid? You didn't go bowling?
I sat.
You shoot pool?
Was going on.
Sledding?
Not until I was older.
Riding a bike down
I
the
sled?
Street?
Bike
riding with kids?
I didn't get a bike. I had to wait for my sister to outgrow hers. Then I got a bike.
Ran around the neighborhood?
Hurry up with that.
I guess.
I want to ride.
Yeah. I did stuff.
Play sports?
God, no.
Like basketball?
No, we'd play like backyard stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I was allowed to join.
Yeah, some cornhole?
No, I'm not good at
beanbag toss.
Not good at beanbagging. Play like, I was soccer, I was the goalie. Stand over there. Don't try not to fall. Okay.
I never liked soccer. Like, don't use your hands. What the hell?
It was because I've always been pretty good at amusing myself.
Wow.
So in my parents' back, in the back of the house, we had this like cement like patio area.
Okay.
Now it's a full deck, but it used to be a cement like cement patio area.
Okay.
And I would take like a tennis ball and just throw it up against the. Because the garage was right there, so I'd throw it up against the back of the garage and catch it. I would do that for like hours because I had nothing else to do.
Nice.
This is before internet.
Relax with a nice good book.
Yeah, I used to read a lot.
You didn't steal any books?
I can't be asked now. No, I don't. So why would I steal a book? The library just gives them to you for free.
Like when I got accused of stealing a book.
You got accused of stealing a book?
Remember that? I told you a couple weeks ago. Customer accused me of stealing a book from his car.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I didn't steal a book.
I forgot all about that. Like, who accuses someone of something like that?
Old people.
What a weird person.
Him.
Probably senile, like, oh, there's that book.
He didn't
take it
after
the whole time. I was here the whole time. How often do you guys go to KFC?
Once every 2 or 3 years. I tell you, the only reason KFC even gets me in the door is for the coleslaw.
Yeah.
They have really good coleslaw. Mm-hmm. It's like Sean's over there like, yeah, they do. Heck yeah.
They have a new item now. It's called a chizza.
I've seen photos. I sent you one. It's disgusting.
Chicken pizza. They use the chicken breast instead of pizza dough. Put the toppings on it, cook it, and serve it to you. I'm like...
No! God, please, no! No! No!
Yes!
That sounds disgusting.
And you're like, you can't like pick it up and eat it because it'll burn your hand. Like, you just gotta... You gotta knife and fork it.
You have to knife and fork it, yeah.
Oh.
Fork it. Fork you.
I've never been to KFC in a long time.
No, I don't. It's too far.
You can't, what's it called? Grubhub it?
Grubhub it? I've never grubbed anything.
You never had like
that sounds gross.
You know?
What's the other one there?
Uber Eat?
Yeah.
I've never done that either.
Food delivery.
I don't trust them. You don't. They may put a sticker on the bag.
This food is great. You'll like it.
But thanks. I still don't trust the drivers.
Careful those fries. They're hot.
if you don't tip, they get pissed off.
Well, I can imagine.
They're driving their own cars.
It's like, you didn't make the food.
They're just driving their own cars.
I got a family to feed.
They need the gas money.
I've never done that. DoorDash. My niece, Nikki, has done the DoorDash thing.
Really?
Yeah, she'll get like Panera or something DoorDashed.
Really?
I'm just not that gutsy.
I don't trust them. I'll go get it.
Yeah, I'm not that footloose with it. I'm just like, footloose with it. I don't know.
Since we're on the topic of fast food.
Okay.
Wendy's.
Oh, dear.
Has a secret burger called the T-Rex burger.
Yes.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
9 patties.
Oh, wow.
And 9 slices of cheese to go with those 9 patties.
It's about this freaking high.
And it's like, what, 13, 20 bucks?
What is that, like a
$21.99.
$22
Yeah.
For a 9 patty.
That's
burger.
What the picture looks like, about a foot high.
Oh, like, damn.
So I'm guessing it's about like here.
Mm.
That's a heart attack.
So it's $21.99 for that.
$21.99.
And if you want the combo, it's $3 more. So for $3 more, you'll get that drink and fries with it.
So for $25, you can have a heart attack.
That's gross.
And get diabetes.
I don't think diabetes. I think cholesterol.
See, he told me about it. And like, I thought to myself.
I saw it on TikTok.
I thought to myself, like, I'll get one. And, I thought to myself, I'll get one and bring it on the show.
Mm.
Then I looked up a picture of it. I'm like, no. I ain't carrying that in here.
It's like this tall. T-Rex burger.
What is the takeaway carton for something like that?
I don't know.
Do they just put...
I think they give you a trough.
Do they just give you the single burgers and have you put it together when you get home?
I don't know.
That just doesn't...
That's a lot.
It's too much food. I would need 7 people to help me finish that.
Feed a family.
Yeah.
Guys, we got the T-Rex.
T-Rex, everybody's eating tonight.
Yes.
Well, then...
Split it evenly.
Fancy.
I mean, I remember back when it was a triple. I'm like, damn, that's a lot. Now this is 9. It's 3 triples.
Well, they're, you know, I mean, now the triple probably be like yay big.
I bet Matt Stoney can tackle it. He's tackled one like that.
Yeah.
L.A. Beast. 9 patties.
That's a lot. That's just a lot of food.
And Wendy's, they have the square patties.
Yes.
They got to be different.
Wendy's used to have decent. I haven't had Wendy's in a long time.
They're still good. They're still good.
I'm boycotting because of the fry situation.
Oh, I hate that.
They have the worst fries.
What did I tell you? It was like 2010 is when they changed over to the home cut fries. You bastards.
They need to come back.
What do you like from Wendy's?
Well, they used to have a good burger. I don't know if they still do.
Yes.
Chocolate, yes.
I want one now. Thanks.
They got a good Frosty.
My mom wants a Frosty, yeah.
My mom wants a Frosty.
She said it a few days ago. Nice. You know what I could go for? It was a Wendy's Frosty.
Chocolate or vanilla? How is he chocolate?
Guess you're going to get Frosties then. Jeez.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, bowling for your birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Now, you had a, I want to make sure we book the time in, because Sean had a grievance he wanted to bring up.
Oh, what's your grievance?
People who post CDs or DVDs or stuff like that on eBay.
All right.
Saying that they're like new.
Yeah.
Or very good to near mint condition.
They're like old.
And they end up being bullshit. And just the fact that... All right, the other thing that bugs me is when they post... All right, here's a DVD or a CD I'm selling.
Yeah.
Yes, you want this. But all my description says is the title of the movie.
Are you kidding?
Can we be more descriptive, people, and stop being so damn lazy? If you're buying a CD or a DVD from somebody on eBay, one of the biggest things we want to know is what condition is the damn disc?
Yeah. Photos.
I would think that would be the main concern.
That's
out of all concerns. It's like, what's the condition?
If I'm buying the stuff off of eBay,
slightly scratched.
I don't want any scratches. Or maybe like a hair, light little scratch.
Yeah.
I'll take that, but I want it like near mint.
Like Milli Vanilli. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know
it. I don't go beyond new. It's like new in package or no deal.
Sean's the eBay king here.
So
he's on there like all the time.
Yeah, I've been ordering stuff.
You kind of what, 20 years now?
Some things recently. About that.
Nice.
And I've been a little disappointed with this is where we're saying it is, and I get them, and I can see like some scratches on it, like it's, you know, 15 years old. This ain't matching what this says here.
It's not going to cross the freaking gravel freaking driveway.
No.
Damn it.
I kicked it across the room before I mailed it to you.
So, people, do me a favor. If you got to sell a disc, one, in the description, tell us what the disc is like. If it has any scratches on it, tell us it has scratches on it.
Right.
Or any...
Nobody would buy it if it, you know...
It's all in the details.
Devil's in the details.
That's right.
Because that shit pisses me off. And one other thing I have having to do with DVDs. Anybody out there that's a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street and you like to have these physical medias, like the actual discs of the movies, this is, you know, you got the people that rather the streaming than the disc, and you got people like me who like the discs. You want to get the set for Nightmare on Elm Street, go to Walmart. You get 1 through 8. $5 right now.
Wow.
Point it down a little bit. There you go.
Hey.
Less glare. There you go.
Nice.
This is my favorite horror film.
That's a deal.
Damn straight. This is my favorite horror film of all time. And with me being home, taking care of mom, and I'm a little on the bored side, I came in with this project for me. I bought myself a new CD, DVD case with the little sleeves. And I decided I'm going to get all the different box sets that came out. And I'm going to have all the sets in there. So that's what I've been doing lately, is collecting them. So that's why I'm bitching about the discs.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting them individually from different sets.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this in Walmart yesterday. It was only $5.
Nice. Oh, now is it? How many movies is it? Is it? There's eight of them in there. Or, okay.
Is there like behind the scenes, like documentary?
In this set, I don't think there is. No.
Like, no. No fun extras.
Director's cut.
No.
Oh.
Boo.
Is it autographed? No.
Well, I mean, for $5, it's...
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal, yeah.
Yeah, it's great if you just, you know, you're not into the extras.
You sell them individually, you $5 each, and you make $40.
Well, there's a whole resurgence happening with physical media. Like, people want to buy... All of a sudden, people want to buy DVDs again.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of videos on YouTube. Yeah. Of like I'm watching all these different videos of them talking about this movie and trying to get some information out of some of them because there's talk about making another movie. Another new remake.
They've been talking about that for a few years now.
Well, a lot of
you didn't like the remake.
No.
Sorry. No.
I still gave it a chance because it's Elm Street.
Right. Yeah.
And I thought Jackie O'Hurley was good.
Yeah.
I just think he should have worked on the Freddy laugh.
Yeah. The girl was David Cassidy's daughter.
Oh.
Rooney?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, learning.
Katie Cassidy. Yeah.
Is he the blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's no longer blonde, but. Anyways.
Neither am I.
Fun fact.
I was blonde when I was a kid. Now my hair's dark.
Oh.
Oh, the hair that's left. I got a haircut today.
The hair that's left.
Got the rest of it cut off today.
Yeah. Bye, bye.
But yeah, I'm seeing a lot of videos of them, of people talking about.
Oh, what's on your hat?
It's hot wiener.
Oh. Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah,
people are talking about this year being the 40th anniversary of Elm Street.
Yeah,
We're expecting something cool to come out in stores. Hopefully, some people are expecting another big box set to come out. Some are expecting just the 4K restored, mastered, and all that.
Well then,
I think if it happened, it'd probably be around October, but I haven't heard anything.
Well, when?
Final yet.
What's the anniversary of when it was released? Was it released like in the summer, or the fall, or?
I think the first one was November 1st.
I mean, you'd expect it to be around there.
Okay.
Oh dear, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
It just left my brain.
Took her right.
I mean, I prefer to have the DVD. I mean, if I can't get it that way and it has to absolutely be digitally, then I'll deal with that.
You know, VHS.
It's
on beta.
But I prefer the DVD or Blu-ray, whatever. Yeah. Right. There's
especially for extras.
This British show that I like called Inside Number 9.
Yep.
They only released 2 seasons on Blu-ray, and the rest have just been DVD. So people have been bugging the creators online, like, when are you going to, and they're doing the last season. The last season comes out this year. It's the 9th season, oddly enough.
Wow.
And they were like,
they planned that.
Yeah, they totally did. And they're like, when you finish, are we going to get, like, a box set? And they're like, there's no plan for a box set. And I'm like, really? No plan for a box set? No plan for Blu-rays or anything?
Really?
And they're like, nope. Said, who do I need to write to? Who gets my strongly worded letter? But it's all, I guess, the BBC. They're like, complain to the BBC. It's like, damn right I will.
All right.
Contact Scream Factory or whatever.
Yeah. To the BBC.
They're the ones getting a lot of movies on Blu-rays.
But.
Well, man.
So, yeah, if you're like us and you want the actual DVDs. You either have the set and you want to get a new one, $5. Walmart.
Moment of silence for DVDs.
You got a deal.
Who doesn't like a good deal?
Us.
Yeah, we're back.
Yep.
All
yep.
Right.
So,
what do you got?
You know what?
No, I don't.
I had to go back to fucking Lowe's.
Oh, no. Right? Why?
Because I was replacing... some of the shelves in my cabinet because they looked rather suspicious.
Oh, sus.
Yeah. So I'm like, we need to replace these shelves. So I had Jay measure. Now, Jay did not take the shelves out of the cabinet in order to measure them. So he just kind of measured across.
Yeah, eyeballed it?
Yeah. And he's like, this is what it is. So I said, okay. So we went to Lowe's. I got the shelves. Now I'm getting the shelves cut, right? So you have to get a guy. So I had to get the guy at the cutting machine.
All
right. Right?
Professional.
Yeah. So I said, so the guy comes over and he goes, hey, what are you folks up to today? And I was like, Nothing, man. Just getting some stuff. I'm working in my kitchen. He goes, oh, good day for it. Good day.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess. I said, I'm sorry. I'm just, this isn't my favorite thing to do, and I'm not happy I'm doing it. And he's like, that's okay.
You've been going there a lot.
I have. And I said that to him. I said, listen. I said, I've been here twice a week for the past 3 weeks. I said, at this point, I'm thinking I should just punch in. And he looks at me and he goes,
give me a smock.
We're hiring.
He looks at me and goes, we're always hiring. Now,
no one else wants
to. He had a name tag on. Oh. And I used to hate when people did this to me when I worked and I had a name tag. But I did this to him and I said, because his name was Preston.
Preston.
So I said, listen, Preston, you can't afford me. And he goes, really? And I said, my retail rates are fucking sky high. I said, in order to get me to do this job again, you would have to pay me an exorbitant amount of money. I said, listen, the public sucks.
Gold? Hmm? Gold?
Yeah, Sean got gloves on.
Gloves on, like, yeah. Yeah.
He toughed it out.
No evidence.
He toughed it out through the video. Now he's put on the gloves so nobody could see him.
Yes.
So I said,
they know.
I said, the public sucks. And he goes, he started laughing. He goes, they do sometimes, yeah. And I said, no, not sometimes, all the time. So we got the shelves. I came home, went to put them in, and it was like 2-3 inches longer than I needed it to be. So I had to send Jay back to have them recut. I said, you're going back to talk to Preston. I can't go back to talk to him again. I've already been there.
It's an odd name. Preston.
Yeah, I said, I've already been there too much. I can't do it.
Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story. It's not my story.
Okay. I have one of those too.
But it's too funny not to share. So a friend of mine went to, what?
That's usually how it starts.
Yeah.
A friend of mine.
Yeah. We were drinking
wants
one
to know.
Yeah.
Not me. A friend of mine.
So a friend of mine. went to Dollar Tree.
All right.
Right? Because there was something.
Should be a dollar and a quarter tree now.
There was something that they were going to get. I don't remember what it was. Let's just say shampoo for the sake of argument.
Okay.
So they went to Dollar Tree to get shampoo. Now they go up to the door and the lights are all on, right? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, 10,
okay.
10:30.
I think about 9.
Okay.
And they go to walk in the door.
Locked.
And it's locked.
Oh.
There's nobody there. And this person is telling me this, and I'm laughing my ass off. And I said, another Dollar Tree walkout? Because this has been happening a lot.
Really?
Where Dollar Tree employees are just locking up and walking away.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
First I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah. This has been a thing.
Really?
what year is this? Okay.
2024?
So a few months ago.
Okay.
Because I religiously watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Okay.
And he did a whole episode about Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And not only how they treat their employees, but how, like, they cannot possibly keep up with the stock that they have. The stock rooms are overcrowded. There's no walking room at all. And the employees are just like, fuck it. We're done. There was one employee who was on TikTok begging people. They're like, please contact my district manager and get me help. He's like, I can't do this. Look at this. And, like, the boxes were 10 feet in the air. He's like, I can't do this.
Damn.
So I was telling this person that, and I'm like, another Dollar Tree walkout, huh? I was like, I'd love to see it. The last one I saw on social media, they actually put a sign on the door. They were kind enough to say, sorry, we're done. And it was like, thank you, management. Even the manager walked out.
Damn.
So this friend of mine standing in front of the door, and they're like, well, what do I do now? And this woman comes up and goes, aren't you going inside? And my friend stands to one side and goes, I'd like to see you. So she goes to walk in, and it couldn't open the door.
Here's your sign.
So the woman looks at her and says, God damn it, I need fucking balloons. How am I going to get balloons?
Shaws or stuff.
Apparently, she was on her way to the office and needed balloons for some sort of office happening.
Oh, happy birthday, Karen.
So, apparently, a few doors down was a Family Dollar.
Okay.
So, they all jump over to the Family Dollar. She's like, I saw this woman walking around with her balloons. So, they go to check out, and there's an employee standing near the front. And they assumed that this was the employee to ring them up because he was standing near the register.
Okay.
So they walk over and they're like, excuse me, can you like ring us out and stuff? And he goes, yeah, that's not my job.
Oh.
And my friend is very sassy. So my friend was like, well, perhaps you could locate whoever's job that this is and have them come and deal with this.
Right.
So he goes, no problem. So he walks, he gets behind the register, and then hits a bell on the counter.
Bing, bing, bing,
and
bing.
Is like, psych, and walked away. I was like, what a fucking dick. So then this I don't know, incredibly slow person, and I just mean speed-wise, they were just like...
Fucking Eeyore?
Yeah, they were just like... Do-do-do-do-do-do. But this person's adventure didn't end there because...
Adventure?
Yeah.
We're going on an adventure.
It was... She was going to go pick up her kids, and because they were having a half day. So she thought, as a treat, she'd go and get them a couple of Dunkin' Donuts donuts to pick them up.
That's sweet.
So she stops...
Win a gift card here, and you can get it for free.
That was excellent product placement, by the way. Excellent.
We're giving them out.
Yes, lovely. So she goes, I had to go inside because the drive-through was because the drive-through was jacked up. So she goes inside and there's two employees and there's an older woman and the younger kid. And the older woman suddenly stops, looks at the other kid and goes, oh Jesus Lord, the kids have a half day today. Oh Christ. Jesus, please don't let those little assholes come in.
Damn.
I said, well, she put her hands up to the Lord, begging for the children not to show up on a half day.
Well, they seem to get more half days now than we did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Once a month.
I couldn't buy a half day. She goes, my kids get a half day once a month. And I said, why? So I don't know, so the teachers can meet and talk about what assholes they are. All the children, not her children, all the children.
Like when I went to school, elementary, it's either
children are our future.
Every Tuesday or every other Tuesday was half day.
Damn.
Middle school, we had maybe the same thing.
Yeah. And
I think high school, we had like one Tuesday a month was a half day. Now these kids, they get like a half day on Tuesday, they get a half day on Friday, they get a half day here. Yeah, this day off that we didn't.
I didn't get like any half days in high school. Mm-hmm. The only half day we got was before the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We got that as a half day. And then if like
Christmas.
Yeah, and if like it came where there was like a holiday kind of midweek or whatever. And they'd be like, oh, it's a half day. Goodbye.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Nice. But I didn't get any. And I never got any snow days either.
Really?
My school used to pull this shit where they'd be like, we're having a late start. Yeah, delayed start.
Delay.
It's like, get the fuck out of here with that. Either have the school or don't.
Yes.
Don't make me delay. I don't want to delay.
And we had to wait for... either on the radio or on TV, on the news.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, they wait like 20 minutes because they went through alphabetical.
Yeah. She got lucky for Bridgewater.
Yeah. No, I went to Southeastern.
Yeah.
I had to wait for the S.
I had to wait for W. Whitman. I'm like, fuck.
I had Q. So we were all in the same area.
Yeah. We were all waiting for the latter half.
No.
From M on.
And you're watching.
Like, now you don't have to do it. Like they'll call you.
Yeah, now they text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some shit.
Hello.
Sometimes we'd watch to see if our school was one closing.
That's right.
And this round, nope.
This round
of school closings, nope, you won't see it. Like 15, 20 minutes later, oh, there it is.
All these weird name schools.
There might be an update, yeah. So you gotta keep looking.
Yes.
It's like, oh shit, there it goes.
St. Mary Elizabeth's freaking. I'm like, what? Does this school even exist?
This is a fake school.
I know.
Oh,
no
man.
After school programs, thanks.
Oh.
Yes.
There is going to be And I'm going to mention it very briefly.
All right.
But there's going to be a new documentary coming out.
About?
Called Remembering Gene Wilder.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's...
You Lou.
Good day, sir. And it looks really good.
All right.
He
passed
only,
away, right?
Yes, he did. And it is coming out in the U.S. to cinemas on today.
Cinnamon?
Today?
Today, March 15th. Oh, yes. Nice. And then, of course...
I haven't seen any trailers or anything.
Unfortunately for Europe, you'll have a delayed release. So I said, when I can, you know, watch it, like on Prime or whatever, because sometimes they have stuff that's in the theater, and you can rent it, I'm definitely going to check it out, because it looks like a pretty good movie.
Nice. Yeah, Ghostbusters next week.
I know, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm going to have to find a proper theater to watch. Because, you know.
That's right. Sean, you going to the theater to go see Ghostbusters?
I want to.
Okay.
I want one of those ghost traps.
Then go for it.
I want one of those ghost traps that you can get the popcorn in.
Oh, I finally saw one of those.
I didn't see one.
I saw one because I follow Patton Oswalt on social media. And he's in the movie, so he went to the premiere the other night.
Nice.
And
Hollywood.
Yeah, and so he posted a photo of the trap with the popcorn, and then they had a Slimer bucket.
Nice.
And it's Slimer, and you go into his mouth to get the popcorn. It's very bright green. I was like, Jesus.
It probably glows in the dark.
Could be. It was bright enough.
Slimer.
Yeah.
Nice. It looks good. I'll go
see it. Yeah, I want to see it.
I'll eventually go see it.
I liked the last one.
Yeah, that was great.
I thought they did a really good job. And supposedly the, you know, original guys are supposed to have a little bit more screen time than the last one.
Now, is there another one after this one?
I don't know. Sometimes it's one of those things with Sony where they go like, let's see how well it does.
Yeah.
Because the last one did well enough for them to be like, let's do another.
I know they're, you know, older.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think they're trying to, like, phase themselves out.
Right.
You know?
New generation.
Right. Are you all right, Sean?
Yeah. When you said it was the 15th?
Yeah.
You just reminded me.
Got to pay bills?
Tyrone's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I was like, oh, you got to pay your bills?
No.
I have a lot of shit on autopay. I got fucked by my bank.
Okay.
Because they sent me a thing, and because my debit card has a little Visa logo. And they're like, yeah, we're not doing the Visas anymore. We flipped to MasterCard. So they sent me an all-new card. So then I had to sit there for hours trying to think of what I have that's linked to that card so that I could go and update the information so when it auto-pays, it doesn't bounce. The payment doesn't bounce out.
Right.
I
heard Citizens was doing that, too.
Oh.
But the last new card I got, it was another Visa. Christine recently got a new card, and it's a MasterCard. I haven't got one yet.
I prefer Visa. Something about MasterCard I don't like. But I don't know. Maybe it's just my...
Visa. It's everywhere you want
to be. Yeah, I want it to be everywhere I want to be.
Well, I think MasterCard is, too. They just
be where I want you to be. Right in my wallet.
With money behind it.
What's in your wallet? Nothing.
Misery. That's what's in my wallet.
Oh.
My license.
Yeah.
So I got the date for my fishing trip.
Oh, boy.
May 19th this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
He's going to catch something for you.
Yeah. And be like,
he'll catch a dinner.
Happy anniversary.
Fish on.
There you go. Bring her home some dinner.
I love it. I love fish. It. You know, my first time, I was like, this is awesome. And now it'll be my third time.
Oh, I remember. Now I'm like, because I remember you had sent, like, a photo, and I was like, that's a lot of blood on that boat.
Fish bleed, too.
And he's like, it's from the fish. No one got hurt. And I'm like, but that's a lot of blood.
Yeah, last year we saw, like, whales and shit. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, they ran in the jaws.
Yeah. Gonna need a bigger boat.
I was drinking
that's
that.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, cranky and drunk, probably.
That's right.
Drunk and cranky.
Going fishing again.
Very nice.
Earlier this year.
You go out...
out of Falmouth.
Out of Falmouth. Yeah.
Like 5, 6 a.m.?
Jesus.
I think I'd be there at like 8.
Oh. Right. Right. That's better.
So. Yeah, but I got to be there at 8 and it's like an hour or more drive from my house.
Well, that's
you
actually...
You probably got to get up at 4 then.
That's pretty good because the following week, I believe, would be Memorial Day. Oh. And that's you're going to hit a lot of Cape traffic for Memorial Day.
The week prior is Mother's Day.
Oh.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
You motherfucking mothers.
You motherfucking. What else do you have, Joe? Oh, I don't want
to. Okay, I have a story that's not my story.
Hi!
It's a
friend of mine.
It's kind of disturbing, but.
Oh.
All
right. I love
He's
that.
He's got to gear up for it.
In Leominster.
Oh, okay.
There's a drunk man. He's an alcoholic and he's diabetic.
Oh, dear.
One night, he was in his garage with his dog, drinking. Mm. He drank a whole 30 rack of Coors or whatever. Yeah, Coors.
If anything happened to the dog, don't continue the story.
No, nothing bad happened to the dog.
Good.
So he passed out, wakes up the next day, he goes to stand up, and he falls. He looked down at his foot. 4 of his 5 toes are missing.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, he's like, that's not right. So he goes to the hospital, sees the doctor. The doctor's examining his foot. The doctor's finding out, you got gout.
Ooh.
And he's like, all right. So, and he's still examining his foot. For those of you who don't know, gout, like, you can't feel anything. Like, you can, like, hit your foot with a hammer, you won't feel anything. So, and then he's looking at his foot, and he asks him, do you have a dog? Yeah, I got a Rottweiler. Sir, your dog ate your toes.
Ah!
Yeah. The dog, when he was passed out, decided to eat his toes.
No, he was hungry.
Well, maybe he should have fed his dog.
Yeah, and then drank.
He did feed his dog.
The thing about that is that if he had gout and then was the tissue dead?
I think so, yeah.
It probably was giving off a smell. And that probably alerted the dog. And he was like, well, this stinks. And probably, I'm going to get rid of this smell is what I'm going to do. Perform a surgery right here.
I was like, man.
But man, that is awful.
Yes, it is. That's why I want to tell,
I don't.
I want to gross people out on
video. I don't want to wake up and find any part of me missing. That's
and have it eaten by
that's
something.
That's you hear about people when they go to a country or whatever, and they're like, I woke up in a bathtub of ice, and my kidneys are gone.
What? No.
It's like, holy shit. I don't want to be in the kidney bath. That's not a good place to be.
Mm. Well, to cleanse your palate, I'll tell a joke.
Okay.
The polar bear one.
All right.
Polar bear goes into a bar, goes up to the bartender, says, the bartender's like, what can I get you? Polar bear says, can I get a rum? And Coke. Guy's like, okay, what was the pause? And the polar bear's like, I was born with them. Thank you. Yeah. Polar bear.
Polar bear joke.
To cleanse your palate from the...
From the nasty toe
from
story?
From the dog toes.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
I was hungry.
Yeah. You're not now. No, you're not going to Wendy's now.
No. You get the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, 2 weeks ago...
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks!
John Oliver did a piece on...
It was February.
Boeing. Right?
On what?
Boeing, the plane.
Oh, they Boeing? Said bowling. I'm like,
okay. Boeing. No.
All right, okay.
No, Boeing. The 747 or whatever. All because right. They had another incident where a door blew off the plane.
Oh, damn.
Because nobody bothered to do the bolts, right? So he did a whole piece about Boeing and was breaking down all the shady shit that they've been doing,
okay.
Including having some of their own employees working in the FAA.
Oh.
So a lot of stuff was getting by.
Damn. That's a conflict of interest.
It really is. And so he did this whole story, and then a whistleblower came out who used to work there. And he's like, this is true, what he said, and things are happening. And so
there we go.
It was insane, right?
Okay.
So there started to be not lawsuits, but investigations.
Okay. All right.
Me.
All right.
People are looking around.
People have started to look.
All right.
Well, this past week, right? So 2 weeks after that episode aired.
All right.
And all of these investigations have begun.
Right.
The original whistleblower turns up dead.
Oh.
Damn.
He died rather suspiciously.
Loose lips,
just
sink ships.
Found in his car.
Mm.
Just dead.
Assassinated?
And I was like, oh, Boeing got to him. Like, they might get to me now. There's no other explanation. I'm like, he did not die. He didn't just die. That's fucked up.
Throw him out of one of our planes. One with a broken door. We'll throw him out.
Yeah, put him in the broken plane. They're all broken. Shit.
423, by the way.
Oh, that's splendid. Just splendid. You know what? Maybe I'll just go back here and I'll do that.
Okay.
Because.
You can.
Yeah, because I can.
Because the Candyman can.
So, I watched something rather interesting.
What'd you watch?
Today.
Today?
Ooh, yeah, I did. I had it on while I was working.
All right.
I've not been doing very fun things at work, so I've not been able to.
Do they correct those mistakes that people make?
No, mm-hmm. But I've not had good times at work. So
no one does.
Well, it's been worse than.
Well, Sean's having a great time at work.
Well, because Sean ain't at work.
I know.
Going on 4 weeks now.
Go back Monday?
Nope.
Damn.
2 weeks.
The following Monday, I'm planning to go back.
It's April.
Good.
No, I think it's Easter. Anyways, go ahead.
Easter is at the end of the month.
Right.
So I watched this documentary called The Greatest Night in Pop Music.
Oh, right? We Are the World.
Yes.
I know of it. I've never seen it.
It's really good.
It's really good. Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I was like, this is pretty good.
Who authorized the... who authorized it?
Who
Lionel
Richie.
Okay.
And I will say that
hello.
Yeah. I will say that I had no idea how much Lionel Richie busted his ass
Didn't he write the song?
He co-wrote it.
Who was the other writer?
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Here's the thing, right?
And Quincy produced it.
Yes. Yeah, Quincy produced it.
Yeah.
This is obviously we're talking about from the 80s, the We Are the World, the USA for Africa song.
Right. It featured everybody.
Yeah.
Even Dan Aykroyd.
That was
Canada's own.
The guy who was Lionel Richie's agent.
Okay.
Who was the one who initially got him involved. And he's apparently an agent for a lot of people.
Okay.
His assistant was the one who wanted Dan Aykroyd. She's it. Like, I really wanted Dan Aykroyd. And I'm like, why?
You got like 49
the Blues
singers.
Brothers? Didn't he sing in the Blues Brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
You got like 49 singers and then Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I was like, he doesn't belong in there. But Lionel Richie, it was all apparently Harry Belafonte's idea.
Uh-huh.
He thought that we should be doing something. Because he went over there and saw what was happening, and he's like, well, we need to do something. So
we
he
can
mentioned
make money
it.
Off it.
So he mentioned it to one person who mentioned it to another, and then it got to
snowball
effect. All these people, yeah. So they got Lionel Richie involved.
Yeah, the legend.
And they decided, and I'm only going to, give you a little breadcrumb things. You should really watch it.
Tidbits.
Yeah. But they decided to record it the night of the American Music Awards. Because everybody was already going to be in L.A.
Uh-huh.
But some people weren't going to the award shows. And, like, those were the people that they were like, oh, we really need to try to get this person here.
Yeah.
Because apparently, in the beginning, they really wanted Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. They got him.
And, well, they did. But here's the thing.
Sounds like he's taking a shit when he says.
Well, and there's a reason for that. Because Bruce had just come off of the Born in the USA tour.
Okay.
And they had phoned his manager. His manager was like, Bruce doesn't like to fly when he's done touring. Like, he wants to go home, mm-hmm. I seriously doubt he's going to want to do this because he's been touring.
They were wrong.
Well, I got to Bruce, and they have an interview with Bruce and today. And so you can, like, wow, he looks old now. So you talk to him, and he was like...
Isn't he bald now?
Well, he's still got hair. Okay. But he was, and I didn't know he was a big charity guy, so he was like, I couldn't not do it. He's like, but I had just come off tour, but I was like, okay, yeah, I'll get out there. And it seemed like as soon as they got Bruce Springsteen, they got everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Bruce doing it. I'm going to do it.
They got everybody else. And they were like, oh, yeah. And then, you know, they got
the boss is doing it. I got to do it.
Yeah. And they got all these people.
Yeah.
But what I found was funny about the whole thing, right?
Okay.
Is so they asked Lionel to write it. And he kind of got Michael in on it, too. But it was supposed to be him, Michael, and Stevie Wonder writing it.
Okay.
And Stevie.
Couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Well, no. But the thing is that. Quincy was like, Stevie, he said he'll do it. He wants to do it. They called him like 8 times. It was like, Stevie, are you in on this or what? He refused to call anybody back. And they're like, we're just going to move forward without him.
Couldn't because, see the phone.
Because he's not returning anything.
Right.
Sorry. So ultimately they write the song. And the night of the awards, everybody, if they were coming from the awards show, they had cars. They went right to the recording studio right after. There were no after parties. They just all went. Stevie was there. He got there early. And he thought that was when they were going to write it.
Oh.
So he's like, I'm here to write the song. And they're like, it's already fucking written. And he's like, okay. So he was a little bit miffed about it. And I'm like, you know what, bro? If you returned phone calls, you would know you missed a step.
Yes.
And here's where I was kind of laughing my ass off, and I know it really wasn't a funny thing to laugh at, but. So they're kind of, everybody arrives, and they're all kind of buzzing, and everybody's, they're trying to like, hey. You know, let's all chill out, and they're trying to rehearse the chorus. They want everybody to sing the chorus first. They want to get that out of the way and then do the solos. So they're trying to get stuff done.
Point and assistance.
Stevie, apparently, and somebody had said, I don't know if it was Quincy Jones or if it was Lionel Richie, who was like, we need to watch out for Stevie because he's a troublemaker. So they were trying
really?
To keep an, yeah, they were trying to keep an eye on Stevie.
And he in can't the, keep an eye on himself.
I know. So in the middle of like recording it, he decides, because, you know, I mean... He's Stevie Wonder, and he's responsible for some great music, but he was treating it like this was a Stevie Wonder track. And he's like, okay, so what we need to do is we need to put other languages in this and blah, blah, blah. And they were in the booth, and they all look at Lionel Richie, and they're like, you need to go talk to him. Because this isn't going to work.
He's going to fuck it up.
We're not going to see eye to eye here.
But, yeah, but what they ended up doing, because Bob Geldof was there, because before they did the USA for Africa thing, they had done the Band-Aid thing. He was responsible for that. And he also did the Live Aid thing, right, which I think was later.
Feed them!
Yeah, I hate that fucking song. So
Christmas time!
He did a whole speech before everybody was recording, because, like... He's like, I want you guys to know why you're here and what you're going to help and what, you know, what's going on. So they looked at Bob and they were like, you go talk to Stevie because he wants to put Swahili in it. And he was trying to teach people who were standing around him the Swahili words. And Cyndi Lauper looks over at him and goes, excuse me, what are you saying? And he goes... Oh, it's Swahili. And she goes, is it really? And he goes, yeah, it's really Swahili. And she goes, well, what does it mean?
It means we are the world.
And he goes, it's the same words, but in Swahili. And she goes, oh, well, I was just asking. And then from the back is Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Waylon Jennings. Oh, yes. Waylon Jennings goes... Ain't no good boy singing Swahili. He gets up, walks around everybody and goes, I'm out. And he left.
Really?
He's like, peace out with your Swahili. And they started to panic because they're like, other people might walk out.
Yeah.
So they had to tell Stevie, like, we're not going to put Swahili in it. So to compromise with him and give him his little pacifier, because he was being a baby about it. He really was. He was
being a big... Charles was in charge because he was like, all right, come on, everybody.
No, no. Well, I mean, there started to be some dissension.
Yeah.
And Ray Charles gets...
They did work together.
Ray Charles is standing there, and he goes, ring the bell, Quincy. Ring the bell.
Let's go.
So they let Stevie do, like, some kind of makeup, made-up lyric that kind of sounded like it could be another language, but you couldn't really tell.
Where was this on?
Huh?
Where was this on?
What?
Netflix.
This documentary?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
All right.
Yeah.
It sounds different than the DVD for it that came out a long time ago.
They had a lot of footage.
I got the DVD, but this sounds way different. Yeah. A lot of this didn't happen on the DVD.
Oh, yeah. And there was a story that Billy Joel told on Howard Stern.
I think I sent that to you.
And yeah, you did. And it's true because that footage is in there.
Oh, he had told
this story. He goes, you know, because... People were like, ooh, Bob Dylan's here. But Bob Dylan...
Yeah.
We are the world. Like, Bob Dylan didn't know how to sing this because it's not a Bob Dylan song.
Right.
So he was like, I don't know how to approach this. How do I do this?
I think he was kind of holding him back a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't really know...
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to do that because he's like, it's not my song. I don't know how to do this. So apparently... Stevie Wonder is apparently a very good mimic. And so Stevie kind of made his way over there and starts singing as Bob Dylan. And he goes, this is how you need to do it. We are the world. Like, this is... And...
Yeah, sure, make it.
Yeah, and he finally understood. He's like, okay. And then he sang
his
solo.
Just read the words.
And then he sang a solo.
Yeah.
What was funny is you've made a few blind jokes, right?
Yeah.
So I guess near the end of the night.
Fun?
No, it's fine. So near the end of the night, Ray Charles was like,
no one will see it.
A little uncomfortable. And Stevie goes, hey, what's up, Ray? You doing okay? You checking in? And he's like, oh, I really got to use the bathroom. I really got to go. And he goes, I'll take you. So he grabs him by the arm, and Stevie Wonder walks him to the bathroom. And everybody starts laughing.
How?
Lionel Richie's like, the blind is leading the blind.
How the hell did you do that?
It was a very good documentary. I really recommend it, especially like if you remember that.
I might watch it later now.
Yeah, if you remember when it came out, it was a huge deal because, you know, something like that had never happened here.
At one point, I can name like all the people in there.
Yeah, I mean, you see everybody. They put
like
tape
James
on the floor.
Ingram.
They put tape on the floor so that people knew where they were supposed to stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they wanted everybody in kind of
Al
circle.
I'm like, holy shit.
Apparently, Al Jarreau was hammered.
Oh, was he?
They were like, he kept ordering champagne, and every time a new bottle came in, Quincy would steal it and hide it from him because he was three sheets to the wind.
Now, what's the thing with the Cyndi Lauper? Like, everyone's like, what the fuck?
What do you mean?
Like, when she started singing, she's like... Wah, wah, wah.
Well, that's just how she sings.
No, and like people were like, "What the?"
I don't know. But I mean, that's what they wanted, though.
Yeah.
They chose the what do you call that? Solos.
Right. Kim Carnes.
For people specifically, because they wanted them to do that in their voice, and apparently, they wanted Prince really, really badly.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna bring that up.
And instead, they got Sheila E. And Sheila E. was there like half the night.
I don't think Prince wanted to do it.
And they kept kind of, and he, at one point, she went out to call. He didn't want to do it. Mm. And at one point, she went out to call him, like, you know, you should come down here. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, we're having a blast. And they found out that she did that. And they're like, when's Prince coming? And they were kind of pushing her about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, at that point, I realized that I was there not because they wanted me there, because they wanted Prince there. Mm-hmm. And they thought I could be the one to get
there. They used her.
Yeah. She goes, so I left.
Oh.
And I was like, oh,
like, I
shit.
I remember Sheila E. being there, yeah.
She was. I mean, you can you probably see her in the court, in the, standing there, but not here specifically in the court.
She's next to Dan Aykroyd. And the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
Prince still gave him a song for the album, though.
And so, all the Jacksons were there. I remember that. Tito and Jermaine.
They? I don't remember.
LaToya.
They didn't show any of them.
She was there.
They didn't show any of them.
Diana Ross.
They showed a little bit of Michael. That was it. But apparently they had a specific solo that they were saving for Prince. And when they found out he wasn't going to be there, they gave it to Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
So they were like, so then he was like, shit, I have Prince's solo. Ooh. And then Prince had apparently at one point offered to come down and play guitar on it. But he goes, I'll only do it if nobody else is there. Apparently he's like wicked introverted and he doesn't like a lot. He goes, they were like, it's too many people for him. He wouldn't be comfortable with it. And I'm like, I totally get that.
He didn't feel that way at concerts?
Well, I mean, I guess different when you're on stage rather than if you're like in a room with people. But so he was like, oh, I really want to get it right. And they were doing people's solos and they were having some technical problems, stuff like that. And Huey's like, he's like, you know, I'm just sitting there nervous waiting for my turn. He's like, I'm just hoping like I nail it.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had to do a few takes, though, with Cindy. Because they were hearing noises in their headphones.
Yeah.
It was
that was her voice.
No. It was a necklace thing that she was wearing.
Yeah. They figured that out because they were like, what is that noise? And then they figured out it was her, because she had like 15, it was like she went to Mardi Gras. She had like 15 necklaces on and her bracelets.
Like Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
And she was standing next to Kim Carnes, and Kim Carnes was like, I think it's all your bracelets. She's like, oh my God.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You got Betty Davis eyes.
So she took all that shit off. They got it done. Apparently, when Dionne Warwick went to go do hers, they had big audio issues. So she had to like wait, and she's like, And then she was pissed. I don't want to say that she was pissed, but it seems like she was a little off put that they paired her up with Willie Nelson. She's like, Willie Nelson? Okay. And I was like,
okay.
Willie's probably high. He don't give a shit about you.
Didn't even know he was there.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't even know she was in front of me. It was a good little thing, though.
This is a long night.
Yeah, I think they wrapped up at like after
3, 4 in the morning.
It was the wee hours.
We got a hit on our hands here.
It was the wee hours. I remember the thing with Billy Joel because he had told that story, and then about Stevie helping Bob Dylan, and then Howard Stern had asked him like, "What else do you remember?" And he's like, "Well, you know," he's like, "Me and Bruce kept walking away to get sandwiches."
Be good, man.
He's like, you know, and that was why they show Bruce's original couple of takes, and he sounded like he was gargling nails. And I'm like, that hurts my voice, because he was like, like,
yeah,
he's like
straining to take a shit.
Yeah, and he's like, I had just come off tour. Like, he had to sing it that way in order to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, poor guy. Sounds like he's killing his vocal cords.
Yeah. The choice we're making. It'll save everyone's life.
It's hurting my voice.
Yeah.
Or my throat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an check interesting little thing. Yeah, you should check it out. It's was good.
Yeah. Nice. I might check that out later because I'm used to the DVD that I got. It's hosted by Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, it's very
weird.
Was
she even there? I didn't see her in the footage.
Wasn't she one of the Charlie's Angels?
She was a big workout person.
Jane Fonda?
I know Peter Fonda.
Yeah, that's her.
She's like a workout.
Is that her brother, Peter Fonda?
I don't know. No, Jane. I thought she was one of the Charlie's Angels.
I'm not fond of any of them.
But
yeah, she hosted the DVD.
Oh. Weird. There really is no host for this. They just kind of they have the little interviews and it's, you know, they tell the story.
Nice. How long is it?
Maybe an hour.
Oh, okay.
Maybe hour and a half.
Check
can't
it out.
Can't be much longer than an hour.
All right, then.
Another cool thing on the DVD I saw on when they were all together, they were taking a break.
Yeah.
And they're all fans of each other's, and they're going around signing each other's
that was,
music sheets.
Diana Ross started that.
She
went up to, who the fuck did she go up to? It was somebody that you'd be like, really?
Dan Aykroyd?
No. No, it was like, it wasn't Kenny,
Rogers?
Was it Kenny Loggins?
He's in there.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What wasn't he in the 80s?
I know.
He's the king of soundtracks.
Daryl Hall?
No, it was just, it was somebody.
Steve Perry?
It was somebody, it was like Bruce Springsteen or something. Uh-huh. Where you just go, really? And she walked up and she was like, I'm a big fan. Will you sign my, she had him sign her music sheet. Mm-hmm. And once she did that, everybody else was like, oh, yeah. And like, so they all kind of went around the room doing it.
Yep.
It's like, oh, that's kind of cute.
Nice.
And then they also had posters made for USA for Africa, and they had them all sign those to sell off for profits for the fundraiser.
Everybody got a shirt.
Yes.
That was
they had a shirt or a sweatshirt, but most of them had like a little ID tag thing.
Yeah.
Bruce got a sandwich.
Bruce and Billy had
and sandwiches.
So everybody who worked on it,
I'm hungry again.
Was a Paul was Simon. A volunteer, right? Yeah. So they weren't getting paid. But one of the engineers didn't know that. He thought he was getting paid.
Oh.
So he goes at the end of the night.
Psych.
Yeah, he goes, at the end of the night, I put together my invoice. And I walked up, I don't know who he walked up to, and I said, you know, here's my invoice. And they were like, oh, no, you're not getting paid. Like, you were here voluntarily. Nobody's
ding, 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 psych.
No, yeah, no. Nobody's getting paid.
Oh.
And he goes, so they cut back to me, and he's like, so I was like, oh. And he goes, well, I got a T-shirt and a good story, so. And I was like, you know what? You do have a good story. You should be thankful. And you got a shirt.
You just worked with all these famous people.
Yeah.
I bleached that shirt for you. What? All the names are written on it all bleached off.
No.
I wonder who still has their shirts, who still has their little card that they
wear. You always bleach your whites. No.
Who still has the music sheet signed?
I don't know.
They'd be worth a lot.
In the Smithsonian.
I mean, they talk to some, but nobody was like, I still have that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Lionel and Michael get credit for them writing the song. Not Stevie.
No, Stevie doesn't get any credit. He wasn't there. He should have answered his phone if he wanted to be involved. I thought that
didn't they win like a award for it? Like a Grammy?
I don't know. Did they win a Grammy for that? What was funny, right, is that
night.
Let us
know in the comments.
That night, Lionel was the one hosting the Music Awards.
Oh, okay.
So right from the Music Award gig, he had
See
to
ya.
Run to the studio. And by the time he got home, it was like, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
So he walks in, and he had won a bunch of awards that night.
Oh.
So his family was like, oh, congratulations, you won, you know, best album, this, blah, blah, blah. You know, that was awesome. And he's like, I didn't even want to talk about any of that. He's like, because I just had the craziest night of my life.
We'll hear about it in 40 years.
Yeah.
4 awards.
Oh, did it.
Grammy Award for Record of the Year.
Yeah.
Grammy Award for Best Pop Performances.
Yeah.
MTV Video Music Award for Group.
Best Group?
And Viewer's Choice Awards.
Oh. Okay. Yay.
Good job, guys.
Now, I don't know how much money they made, if any.
Well, all that money went to charity.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. How much money they made for charity.
Find that out, Sean.
Poor Sean.
I'm on the Wikipedia page for it.
Poor Sean's on Wikipedia.
We made so much money.
I don't know. But there was like a thing where all the radio stations were going to play it at the same time. Stuff like that.
Well, they raised more than $80 million.
Wow.
That's pretty good. For 1980, what was that,
84?
Five. Five, yeah.
And none of them, and that was all like profit to the charity, because nobody, because that guy didn't get an invoice.
Nobody got invoiced. Yeah.
So who paid for the sandwiches?
I don't know. Maybe they all chipped in. Said, you want to eat? You got to pay up.
We got a caterer. We got Subway.
Yeah.
Nice.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
I don't know, but I was like, Billy has a... You'll hate it, Sean. Billy had a beard. I know. They showed him arriving. He was at the award show, I think, and he had Christy with him. And I was
Christy
like...
Christy Brinkley?
Yeah. So I was sitting there going, well, he has a beard and he has Christy, so...
Two strikes.
I can... No, I could guess what year it was. Uh-huh. I don't need to look at the credits.
Nice.
Well, anyway.
All right.
So... Did we have a winner last week?
We did not have a winner, Tara.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Yes.
The movie was The Sandlot.
Oh.
Good movie. I didn't do the famous quote from the movie. That's why probably no one got it. But I didn't want to make it too easy for you.
Yeah.
So this week's quote is worth 2 gift cards, Dunkin' Donuts, $10. Comment the name of the movie on the YouTube video. If you're first and correct, you win.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
This car is one of a kind. Limited edition. You're damn right limited. No cup holders, no back seat, just a shiny dick with 2 chairs in it. I guess we're just the balls dragging along. Comment below. Good movie.
I forgot, but I think I remember it again. So thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Before I send it down the table, here's your fun fact of the week. Paul Rudd and Jeffrey Dean Morgan co-own Samuel's Sweet Shop in Rhinebeck, New York, since 2014.
Wow.
They rescued the store from closure after the previous owner, a friend of theirs, passed away.
Oh.
I know.
That was nice of him.
Paul Rudd, you will not convince me Paul Rudd is anything but a nice person.
Damn straight.
He just seems like a nice fella.
Have a great weekend and happy St. Paddy's Day.
Have a good everything. And be curious. We Are the World raised over 10.8 million from the record sales. So you don't have to look it up now.